LGBTQ. Hi, and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux-Sanford, and thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station, WTBQ. And don't go anywhere. I got a really terrific book for you, especially if you have children. This is a book that I really wish I had had. My daughter is now 19, just 19. I wish I had this when she was younger. In fact, I mentioned it to her, and she said the same thing. Oh, Mom, I wish you did have this. Because I never really taught her about economics, aside from some of the basic stuff. Go to the store, pay for this. I never taught her probably what she needs to know. And now that she's in college, she often says that to me. So I'm giving you a warning of parents of younger children. Definitely get this book. Teach your kids about economics, and this is a great way to do it. Let's Chat About Economics is written by Michelle Bocconi and Dr. Arthur Laffer. He is known for obviously a lot of things. He's a world-renowned economist, and he vice presidents. He served on President Reagan's economic policy. He is known for the ladder curve illustration. And Michelle Bocconi, who is a writer, and she has been a stay-at-home mom and then turned to writer, and they have written together a really wonderful book, an easy-to-read illustration. It's not the illustrations, it's the explanatory stories of having the kids involved in what they're doing. And we're going to talk about it right now with Michelle Bocconi, and I want to welcome you to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me, Shannon.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I really love this book.
I'm so glad to hear it.
Yeah, I honestly wish I had had it when my daughter was younger. I read this book, and I love the stories, because these are stories. You know, kids learn by when you put them in the scenario. If you say to somebody, you know, go in and get me milk, they'll learn how to pay for milk, you know, as opposed to just telling you, you know, this is a quarter, this is 10 cents, you know, that sort of thing. And your book takes it even further. Tell us about the stories and how you came up with them and what they are for parents and children alike.
Well, thank you. And you're absolutely right. Children learn best when we give them relative examples, mm-hmm. relevant examples, things from their everyday life. We have four conversation starters in Let's Chat About Economics, four chapters, relatable scenarios: going to the grocery store, planning a family trip, mm-hmm. activities in the summertime, and planning a yard sale to buy that must-have tech gadget.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, you know, when you say planning a family trip, that's really terrific, because, you know, when children are little, I used to do this with my daughter. I used to give her choices. These are the three things you can wear to school today, so that when she was very little, she didn't go out in her pajamas, but I gave her some sort of choice, you know.
Right.
And I think it's the same thing that you're doing here. You're giving them a choice. Like, we really want, you know, you go on this vacation, and the parents say, this is where we're going. And in the story, the children are saying, but so-and-so is going to some wonderful tropical island. Why can't we go? And Mom says, it's too expensive. But if you can figure out a way. So they then kind of figure out a way how to do it and get it down to the point where they do go with the money they have is something they want to do, and they understand the value of money and paying for things, right?
That's right. And the way we set up the book, you've hit the nail on the head. Economics is just about choices we make to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we approach each chapter in the book. In the family trip chapter that you're mentioning, Mom tasked the kids with finding the warmest temperature for the least expense. And we've even provided a graph, a really fun, whimsical graph for kids to understand that concept.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about diminishing returns,
right.
opportunity costs, and trade-offs in that chapter.
Right. Right. And these are words and phrases that certainly children don't know. But when they know it like this, how it pertains to them, it becomes part of their everyday, not only lexicon, but understanding of economics. So when they grow up, they can put it into the same thing when they are running their own household. And you do the same thing by the first story. And you explain it so well. There's a lot of phrases there that even adults don't use. Why don't we teach our children better economics? I mean, as history says, that we don't. Why don't we?
Well, you know why? I think it's because economics isn't formally introduced in most academic settings until high school and then on to college, if
mm-hmm.
you had Econ 101. And what we're showing with this book is that it's a conversation that can happen at home. Children do know these concepts. They understand what diminishing returns is. It's when you work so hard and you
mm-hmm.
stop receiving the same amount of benefit. They've just not called it
right.
diminishing returns. They know opportunity cost as the thing they didn't choose. So let's bring them into the conversation. Let's not wait until we're talking about widgets in a formal classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And let's form a connection and a bond at home as a family on economics and show kids that even when they're choosing what to wear, the red shirt or the blue shop, they're using economic principles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, things like demand and scarcity, you're right. They know these things. They just don't know them in terms of economics and formal things. And once they do, they can put it together in their life as well. When my daughter went to college, my stepson said to her, make sure you take a business class. And she said, no, I'm an education major. And he said, it doesn't matter. Take a business class. You will need it sometime in your life. I'm sorry, I never did. And you know what? It's not in her curriculum. It's not in a lot of students' curriculum. Do you think, do you and Dr. Laffer both think that it should be early on taught in schools?
You know, it's an interesting point because we're being contacted by administrators and teachers who are now familiar with the book and using it as a supplemental material,
which is wonderful.
In elementary school and even middle school. What we're really advocating for, Shannon, is that the conversations happen at home. If schools, you know, public and private, would like to use it as supplemental materials, we obviously welcome that opportunity, and we've created these fun, interesting stories to support that. But really, parents and grandparents can have these conversations at home and give the children the benefit and the empowerment of looking at their choices through the lens of economics and just making a choice that serves them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that's a wonderful idea. I mean, I think it's something that we need and we have skipped over. I think that maybe some, you know, non-traditional schools might do it. I know my daughter went to a Montessori and they incorporated, even when they were young, playtime had to be, you had to do something productive. Somebody had to run the store. Somebody had to run the post office. You could play, but you had to learn something. And I think that this is the same thing. You know, reading a book is sort of a fun thing to do, but reading it and learning something at the same time just really covers, you know, both areas. How did you guys two meet up? I mean, you were, as it clearly says, a stay-at-home mom. Dr. Laffer is a world-renowned economist working with President Reagan. I mean, how did you two meet up to do this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So I have worked from home in communications and as a freelance writer for many years. But I saw Dr. Laffer present in the city I live in, Detroit, Michigan, just more than 2 years ago. And during his presentation, I felt his style and the concepts of supply and demand were something I really wanted our then 10 and 12-year-old children to understand. Mm-hmm. So I contacted him after the presentation and said, I feel there's a need to have the conversation, you know, at the kitchen table and many households, because we discussed your presentation at home and we had a great connection. And he was amenable to the idea right away. He's a grandfather and even a great grandfather. Mm-hmm. And he said, let's go for it.
That's wonderful. Good for you for taking that initiative and doing that. That's a wonderful thing. I mean, I guess there are other books written on it, but they seem to be a little bit more elementary. This seems to be a little more, I don't know, user-friendly, highly educated, and a real good book for parents and educators to read to children. I mean, I said to my daughter, she's going to be teaching elementary school. This is the kind of book that you want to teach, that you read to the children. At what ages is this book best for?
This really is designed, Shannon, for elementary school students, really 3 to 5 grades, 3rd grade through 5th grade, to be read with a parent or a teacher, ideally. Mm-hmm. Younger students, I'm getting the feedback, kindergarten, 1st, 2nd graders are reading the book with parents. Some are even able to read it themselves. And then I've tested the material in middle schools in economic pilot programs, and they're interested as well. So it's really mapping to a large spectrum of ages. It's just, if you're a little younger, you're probably reading it with a parent or a grandparent. I would suggest for your daughter, if she's a babysitter, because I'm hearing from older kids who are babysitters, how they're reading it to younger kids and still getting the benefit because they're the ones reading it.
Right. Well, yes, when you teach, you learn. So if you don't know it, you will learn by teaching it. Is there another book coming out for the higher grades? It sounds like there could be. It certainly sounds like an opportunity for one.
You know, we're exploring all kinds of options, and the feedback, the book was, you know, recently published. The feedback in a short amount of time has been powerful.
Yeah, I bet.
And really positive and uplifting. So I'd say we're open to all possibilities. I think people really are surprised that we all can talk about economics with younger students in elementary school. And that idea is so powerful, but I'm here to tell you the kids are absorbing it and feeling really powerful with the choices they're making in their life when they think about things economically.
Yeah, well, it's a great book. You guys have really done a great job with it, and I applaud you for doing it. You've gotten a lot of press and, you know, a lot of really good press around it. I mean, you know, you're really filling a need here that I think needs to be filled for the next generation of children. Well, congratulations on the book. It's wonderful. Again, it's Let's Chat About Economics, Michelle Balcony and Dr. Arthur Laffer. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us here today. It's terrific.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We do have to wrap it up for today, but until next time, don't forget to make good choices.